The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Gimel discusses Shavua Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av. Shavua Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av is a concept that the Gemara already relates to. And it says that the Avelus of Tisha B'Av begins after Shabbos. Like if Tisha B'Av is a Wednesday or Thursday, so the Avelus begins on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This year, since Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, Lema'aseh, there's no Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. And so the Eidot HaMizrach, the Sfaradim and Eidot HaMizrach, who are knowing like the Mechaber, to Aser, or to add Avelus only during the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av itself, this year, don't have to do anything, because there is no Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. There are more on the other hand, in this halacha says, Onu noagim lachmir b'kol ze mitchilas Rosh Chodesh ad achar ha'Ta'anis. That means the Ashkenazim didn't want to miss out on the opportunity of having Avelus. And so they decided that even though the Gemara says Shavua Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av, for us, for the Ashkenazim, it starts from Rosh Chodesh. That means this year, since Rosh Chodesh has Shabbos, Shabbos of course is there's no Avelus for Hesya on Shabbos, so we don't have Avelus, but that means that for an entire week, from Monday to Monday, not counting it was Shabbos, the Noage Avelus of the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av are in force. Now, what are they? What are these Noahagim? The Mechaber says Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av Asurim Lisaper Ulekaves. The main thing, since we're Noag, also. Not to take a haircut during the entire 3 weeks, right, from Shivos Betamos until Tisha B'Av. So this doesn't apply to Ashkenazim, since we don't take haircuts anyway. But the new feature is Lechabes. Now, it's important to understand that, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that Lechabes is its own Isser. It's not only the result of kibbutz that's usur, you know, that the clean clothing, but the action, the enterprise of kibbutz is usur. And the Mechaber says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dinire kibisiach dato mihavelus. I guess that in the olden times, in prehistory, you know, all the women used to go down to the river. And they used to wash their clothes in the river, and they would engage in massive lashon hara, all the women with each other. Because as you know, it says there are sources that indicate that women are supposed to be good at that. And that itself, even though kibbutz washing might be seen as a kind of oppressive obligation, nevertheless, if it takes place in a happy surrounding, it's not so bad. So the Mishnah Berurah says that kibbutz, that washing clothes, takes your mind off of the avelus of that period of time, and therefore the maaseh of kibbutz is also. So that if you have clothing and you want to clean them, and you say, I'm not going to wear them during the 9 days, I'm not going to wear them until after Tisha B'Av, it's also forbidden by the Shulchan Aruch to do that kind of kibbutz. So, for example, you can't bring your clothes to the dry cleaners during these days. Right? Now, the dry cleaning is an interesting question. Ashkenazim, it's also for them to do kibbutz during the 9 days. So what happens if you own a dry cleaning enterprise? So, of course, The best thing to do is to close. Best thing to do is to close. However, it's annoying to close during the 9 days because this is not the optimal time to go on vacation. Right? So But in fact, what you have here is that you can't do kibbutz. You can't do the ma'asa of kibbutz. So the guy who owns the dry cleaners, if he's an Ashkenazi, he can't do the kibbutz. He certainly can't do it for an Ashkenazi. You could ask, like, what happens to Sfardi? Like somebody from the Eidot HaMizrach, who himself is not chayev, during that time on kibbutz. He could wash the clothes himself in his own washing machine. He brings them to the dry cleaner. Can the dry cleaner clean for the other guy, for whom it is mutter to clean the clothes? Can the dry cleaner, like in Chutz La'aretz, can a dry cleaner clean clothes for goyim, who, as you know, are on the other side of the Tisha B'Av enterprise? So these are problems. These are questions that the poskim deal with. However, in Eretz Yisrael, in a place like Efrat, where most of the people are Ashkenazim, there's no doubt that the dry cleaning, you can't do dry cleaning on during the 9 days. So you can't wash your clothes, and you can't do dry cleaning. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says, He says you can't wash the clothes even if you want to leave them be until after Tisha B'Av. Vafilu ein lo elo chaluk echad asur. Even if you have one coat, one cloak that you wear, it's forbidden to wash. V'chein ha-mechubasim mikonem bein lo bosh bein latzia mehem. He says, furthermore, the Mechaber says, if you have clean clothes, which were clean before the 9 days, before Rosh Chodesh, and he says, if you want to wear them, or you have sheets, like bed sheets, that you want to put on your bed, even if you have like towels that you use for your hands, and for the table, asur, he says, you can't do any of that. You can't use anything that, there's not only can't you wash during the 9 days, but you can't use anything that was washed. Like you take it out and it's nice and clean, it's folded up, and you unfold it and put it wherever it is. You can't use that either. So that the chumrah of kibbutz is almost overwhelming. Because this chumrah doesn't even exist in Avelus. If somebody's an Ovel, Rachmana Litzlan, a personal Ovel, he can do all of these things. However, since the Avelus of Tisha B'Av is a collective Avelus, it's the Avelus of Klal Yisrael, Chachomim were very machmir, and especially machmir at this point, on the point of kibbutz. There is a way, of course, of dealing with this problem, and that is, if you have clean clothes, or clean sheets, or clean towels, to use them before Rosh Chodesh, right before Sunday, right before Shabbos. Shabbos is a different matter, right? In other words, if you have clean clothes, and you might want to wear them during the Shavuot, Shechol Bo Tisha B'Av, right, the week, next week, so you can wear them today. You could put them on and take them off for some small period of time, 15 or 20 minutes, and then they're considered to be already worn. And clothes that have already been worn, you can wear during the Shavuot, Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. On Shabbos itself, this coming Shabbos, right, yesterday was Shabbos, a week from yesterday is Shabbos, on Shabbos itself is a problem. Like if you put on a suit, or you put on a shirt on Shabbos that you don't want to wear on Shabbos, but you want to wear it on Tuesday, right? You have some new shirts or clean shirts, and you want to wear it on Tuesday, you do it on Shabbos. So that's there's a problem of hachona. In other words, usually we don't prepare on Shabbos for chol. It's a problem of hachona. But if you get stuck, and you see that on Shabbos you have things that you'd like to wear, you have clothes, you like to wear it during the week, but it's kavus, it's clean. So, and it's matim for Shabbos. I'm not talking about wearing jeans on Shabbos. I'm talking about wearing the kind of clothes you wear on Shabbos. So what you could do is, What you could do is wear them. Like you could wear one set of clothes Friday night and another set of clothes Shabbos morning. And then it'd be like in Lawrence. And then you wear another set of clothes Shabbos afternoon. So otherwise, because nobody would know in Lawrence that it was Shabbos afternoon if you didn't change your clothes. So you could do that on the Shabbos, before the Tishat Yamin. So we understand. We understand that there's a big chumrah that the Chachamim have established when it comes in the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, and that's an Isser of Kibbutz. That's an Isser of Kibbutz. Isser of Kibbutz has two parts. You can't do it, and you can't use it. Right? There are two different parts. I can't do Kibbutz during this time, and I can't use clothing. Rav Abba Shaul, the Or Litzion, who wrote a long tshuva about the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, says that there's no distinction between undergarments and regular clothes. That if you want to wear clean underwear or washed underwear during the 9 days, you should also wear it beforehand. You should switch. And there are some poskim who make the distinction, but Rav Abba Shaul said that it's good to be machmir. Of course, he was a Svardi, so his Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av was always much shorter than the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av of the Ashkenazim. He also says clearly you can't bring your clothes to be dry cleaned, right? You can't bring your clothes to dry clean, even if, because the Shulchan Aruch says